Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with a Girlfriend with Christy, Marie, and Julie, brought to you by ProfitInJoy.com.
Hello, yeah. Julie.
And if you go there, it's up and running now.
Yes.
Yay. It was looking good. And I'm struggling today with my sinuses, so yeah. I apologize. I will tell more about it. But here we are, imperfect in our perfection. Perfectly imperfect. What's
you know
that?
That's called the wabi-sabi.
Exactly. Is that what it's called?
Something like that.
Yeah, it's to love the imperfections.
It's a Japanese expression, and it's actually an art form in Japan.
Yes.
Wabi-nabi, wabi-sabi, I don't know, but it's something like that. But it's the beauty of imperfection, being so perfect in your imperfection.
And got it.
My darling, that is us today.
I will accept that. I will accept being darling in our imperfections.
Yeah. And the reason I called you my darling is because you are my darling daughter.
There you go. And you're my darling mother.
That's right.
You're a psychotherapist. You're a coach. And we do this crazy podcast every week because I always say it's our best week hour of the week.
It's the best hour of my week. Although sometimes we're pushed to the max.
Exactly.
To say that.
And this was a rough week.
Yeah.
This has been a rough week just because, you know, last week you inferred that we had a flood issue.
Yes. We're in the Midwest floodplains here, and our little lodge cottage cabin at Jellystone had an issue. And our cabin's on the banks of the Green River. Mm-hmm. And when we were telling people about the flooding situation, everybody just assumed that the river flooded, which was not the case.
No.
A levee broke.
Yes.
And all the water from the lake and everything drained, and for whatever reason came through our yard.
Yes.
Between our neighbor, we're in the middle, and our neighbor's on two sides.
Yes. And so there you go. I mean, and it came, all the water came through us to go to the Green River.
Yeah.
And that's where, and the biggest problem we had was the carp.
I think that was for personally.
Personally.
Emotionally.
Yeah.
Because we didn't realize, but these are big fish.
Yes.
Maybe 20, 30 pounds, and they're huge. And there was, I mean, I think there was 100, 150.
Oh, surely.
In our yard, yeah. Swimming.
Yeah.
And it was just, and we're not fishermen. And so we're not used to seeing fish die or struggle.
No. Right.
But a family came, and they had big buckets, and they were not afraid to touch the fish, grab them, put them in the buckets, and then take them back to the river.
Right.
And let them swim away. Thank you, Jesus.
And yesterday was a cleanup day, and I think we're suffering because of it.
Yeah.
Because we had mold in a lot of places, luckily not in our living place, but in our shed. The shed had water all the way up to like 4 feet up.
Right.
And you open it up, and you're like, what? There's the funkiest looking stuff everywhere.
Yeah, well, we couldn't get into the shed for like, 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
And so mold had taken over, which is a little, that little dastardly mold thing.
And I think we're just both suffering. I mean, I can barely breathe, and I took all my medicine before the show started and so forth. But here we are anyway, trying to take hold of our best hour of our week, forcing it to be best, and trying to go, how is any of this funny? And I don't know. It's just more like in the midst of having your life be busy, other things happen.
Right.
And like, right. Okay, now here's our focus.
Right.
Now here's our focus.
It's so true. We were talking earlier today, and a couple of weeks ago, we both had engineered a list.
Yeah.
This was our summer list of wishes and wants and to-dos. And we had, you called it an insurmountable list.
And you called it ambitious.
I called it ambitious.
You say ambitious. I say insurmountable. Ambitious.
And somewhere in between.
Probably the truth.
Yeah.
I loved your list, though. I loved your list. And you know why I loved your list? Mm. Because, you know, we've been being trained by David Nagel and Jordan Peterson. We're listening to all these coaches, you know.
Yeah.
And they all talk about the same thing. It's like, you're really having to become somebody different to achieve these things.
Right.
And so as I'm bouncing around to who I still am at this moment and trying to go, well, this is what I really want over here. I want this list accomplished.
Yes.
Yeah. I got 6 more months for the end of the year. I want all these things to happen.
Yeah.
And so I gotta become this elevated self. And that's the key. That's what I want.
Yeah.
I mean, we are people who want to be elevated
and also here, if we were like suburbanites or whatever, we would just call somebody. We'd take our list and then you just call somebody and have those people implement it.
Right.
And then get angry at them if it's not done to perfection.
Right.
But we're just, no, this is us.
Right.
Every day, scraping by, doing what we got to do, trying to get our list done.
Right. I mean, and also I think we're the type of people who always we're dreamers at heart. You've always been a dreamer. I've always been a dreamer.
I know.
And I think that's why we've lived a non-traditional life, because the process of dreaming and trying to achieve has always been exciting for us. Mm-hmm. Not hitting the mark has always been a level of, what? Or getting what you wanted, going, this is what I dreamed of?
I know.
This wasn't it.
And then, you know, you're a dreamer, and then as I'm looking at our vision board, which is kind of funny.
Uh-huh.
And then you hear of somebody who was like, yeah, they put in their 25 years and they retired and then they get their Social Security. They're double dipping.
Yeah.
And they got a place in Door County and a place in Orlando.
And then you go, oh my God, these last 30 years went by so fast.
Oops.
Oops. Maybe the road traveled would have been an okay road to be on now at this stage.
Well, thank God for the road less traveled, because it gave all of us that aren't on that road, you know, just a little place of where we could put our heads down and go, I'm okay, aren't I?
Yeah, it's all going to be okay, right?
I really am okay, right?
Well, you know,
I chose
back in the
road
day,
less traveled.
When we were only going to live to be 65. That was okay.
Yeah.
But now that we're all living to be 100, I mean, honestly.
Or 120. I saw in the AARP mag, so you are going to be 120. So what you better start doing.
So this, everything's going to last a little bit longer, huh? Which is so weird to think that you
like
are
your
supposed
roof.
To only
work. 120-year roof.
Yeah. You're only supposed to work 30 years, and that's supposed to take care of the next 80 years of,
70 years.
Yeah. And if you're, it's one of the reasons why Illinois is such a big mess.
Yeah.
Because of our, I'm going to kvetch really quick. We do have some pension issues. Some areas in Illinois have some pension issues.
Yes.
The biggest reason why is that it's built in that you get a mandatory 4% increase every year in some areas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the problem is we haven't been putting enough money to take care of that and taking it out. That's a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
But after like 10 years, you literally are making 40% more.
Yeah.
You know,
well, you took over a job where the lady was making like $47 an hour.
Yes.
Just from home.
Yes.
Just
because she got a 4% increase
every year.
Every year.
Yeah. And,
that's not my starting rate.
She kind of priced herself out of a job
right.
at that point.
That's not my starting rate. But I think, man, I could just keep getting myself, which would be awesome. I would love that. And at some point, it's a flat job. You know it.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's very interesting for me.
Yeah.
But at this stage of my life, I can see the benefits of people who put in their 20, 30 years. And like, oh, now you're done.
Yeah.
Like, oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. All those years I was starting businesses and creating things and, you know, then the environment changed and
going
I had to close
to
them.
To the school of hard knocks.
Well, you know, the one thing I just didn't learn quite well enough, because I always thought the next thing would take me to the next level was just, you know, like, oh, you're the only person going to be taking care of your future.
Yeah.
You're the only person.
Right.
There's nobody going to be matching it. Nothing.
Well, it seems like Doug, though, thinks that you're going to help him.
Sure. There you go.
You know, I found you get all kinds of interesting catalogs when you reach a certain age.
Yeah.
And I got a new catalog in the mail, and I swear to Jesus that I looked at the catalog and I thought it was called End of Life. That was the catalog. It was Stuart Johnson's end of life catalog.
Was it?
And it wasn't. Thank God. I read it. It was full of life.
Oh.
It was true. And I had to look at it 3 or 4 times. I go, why did he name his catalog End of Life?
End of Life.
And I kept looking, full of life. But yet, it was the most awkwardly inappropriate catalog. I don't have it here. It's in my car. But every page is filled with, tidbits of things that a person past a certain age would want.
Right.
Okay. So, for example, I remember on one page, there was this kind of a contraption, was a hand gripper.
But there is in this catalog, though,
yeah.
Is there a 25-year-old male with, a hot body? Because at a certain age, that's kind of what I want.
I mean, can I order that? That wasn't the right catalog.
Oh, that wasn't the right catalog. Okay.
I know which catalog you're talking about.
Okay, because I want that catalog.
Yes, I want that catalog. No, but it was like this contraption that you put on your hand, and it was like to make your hand gripping strong.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but it was weird looking, kind of scary looking. So I remember like going, kind of being shocked.
Right.
And then to the right, there was a penis pump. So it was like, it was actual, comfortable, it said, penis pump. And then there, on to the left of that, there was this giant bib so that if you dribbled when you ate, you didn't get it on your clothes.
Oh, and Jesus. So,
and then to the right, it was a talking Bible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yay.
Yeah.
And then to the bottom, it was Hollywood Sudoku or something.
Yeah.
Hollywood crossword puzzles.
Right.
Something like that. So it was the most awkwardly inappropriate. Every page was filled with stuff like that. You go, oh, what? Oh, my goodness. I mean, and so I
just like that, right?
I literally looked through every page.
And was there something that you really want on every page? Like,
well,
I would use this. This would be great.
There was probably stuff I wanted. But it was just so, the fact that or like they had a men's prostate massager.
Oh.
Next to a CD of naked yoga girls.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's inappropriate. That's not where I thought you were going to take us.
And a little kind of a cozy for the top of your butter dish.
Oh.
So, I mean, I don't know how Mr. Johnson, in his End Full of Life catalog, decided to place the items.
Yes.
But I think there was some method to his madness.
Right.
I think there was, because I looked through every damn page. I did.
You were fascinated.
I was fascinated.
And so I wanted to call him. What were you going to say? Tell me.
I needed to talk to him.
About what?
It was Stuart Johnson's Full of Life catalog since 1929.
And Full of Life.
I'm assuming Mr. Johnson may not be here anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He may be end of life. He's at his end of life.
but somebody has taken over.
Yeah.
So yeah, what would I have said?
Yeah.
I don't know. What would you have said? You told me you were gonna call somebody up this week too. That when you heard
of. Oh, that's right. I felt outraged. I felt like I needed to share my opinion with somebody.
Which we hardly ever do. We usually just suck it up.
And I also just talk about it on the podcast because it makes me feel like, hey, I can let it all out. I was listening to Radio Lab, which I like that podcast. It is interesting, though, because I always think, oh, this wasn't a good podcast this week, or, kind of fell flat for us or whatever, mm-hmm. if I mm-hmm. think that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll listen to a Radio Lab when I'm like, oh, this was definitely a B1.
Yeah.
It's just hard to put them,
An hour together.
Yeah, and these guys.
Joe Rogan says it takes 100 hours to do
a real tight hour
on Netflix.
And sometimes you just got to let it go.
Yeah, I think we could do a semi-tight hour on Netflix.
That would be what I would want. I would be, so instead of being like Netflix, it would be like,
Netflix.
Netflix. Flicks.
From Minnesota.
Not the net. It's nothing Flicks. But the net. It's all air.
Yeah. Nothing but Netflix. Nothing but
Netflix. Okay. So we're just like that. We have to take it someplace. We got to work with it a little bit more.
Yeah, we got to work. See, this is how our comedy goes. We test it out on you guys.
Yeah. And unfortunately, we're both losing our voices. I don't know what that's about.
I know.
But anyway, so
I know what it's about. It was about
yesterday. Doing all the cleaning. Yeah. Great. I'm tutoring somebody today, too. The kids are going to go like, I can't understand you. What's wrong with you? I'm like, nothing. Leave me alone. So anyway, here we are. I'm listening to Radiolab. And the first, I about 15 minutes, and I come to you. I said, I have just listened to 15 minutes of Radiolab. I've got to let you hear this. Yeah. And I may have to call and complain. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
And that intrigued me because you never say that.
No.
I may have to talk to somebody about this.
I may have to talk about somebody about this. So I'm listening to Radiolab, and it's a kind of about when are thoughts dangerous?
Yeah.
And I think the episode's called something G. You know?
Dangerous thoughts.
Yeah. That's not the episode name. I don't know what it's called.
They should have.
Yeah. Good. So anyway.
Dangerous thoughts.
The guy goes, the producer who does this one, this particular episode, saying, well, I end up being in the middle of two of my friends this week, which I typically am. And I'm like, oh, interesting. Okay. That happens, you know. My one friend was telling me how much he just loves Jordan Peterson, loves his book, loves his stuff, and asks if I what I think of him. And I said, I'm not a big fan of his. And he goes, well, have you listened to any of his things? And I had to come clean and go, I've never listened to any of his stuff. Hmm? Like,
yeah. I just know that I'm not a fan.
I just know I'm not a fan. Yeah. And like, oh, okay, got it. So anyway, so I went to my other friend. And I told her, like, oh, yeah, so-and-so told me to start listening to Jordan Peterson. And I said, I don't like him. And he goes, well, have you ever heard of him? And he goes, no, I haven't. And I realized, well, I should give the guy a try before I, you know, lay out this big blanket of judgment. Because that blanket of judgment, it's really heavy. It keeps you warm at night.
It's so cozy.
Yeah, it's so cozy. And she said to me,
like, nobody can get to me when I'm wearing my blanket of judgment.
Yeah, it's all quilted.
Yeah.
And she goes, why would you do that? Why would you waste any time listening to him? He's dangerous. He has dangerous thoughts. And I'm like, what are we talking about? You guys know how we love Jordan Peterson.
We love this guy.
And so they then pull out an excerpt that, I am not joking, is 4 words long. And I wish to God I would have... I should try and find that.
You should try and find it. Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, but it was the 4 words they pulled out was, he's on stage and he says, white
privilege
is blank. He didn't say nonsense. He might say it's dangerous. That's all he said. White privilege is something. It might have been dangerous. I'm not sure what it was. Mm-hmm. But there was no other context at all. Mm-hmm. Now, you and I have listened to hours of Jordan Peterson.
Hours and hours and hours.
I don't think I've ever heard him talk about white privilege. Mm-mm. First of all, he's Canadian. Mm-hmm. And he also, he is Caucasian. But he thinks of himself differently. Mm-hmm. Like, he also comes from hard winners. And I don't think he considers himself privileged at all. Like, life sucks. Life's hard. That's one reason why we like him so much. Because we spent the last 10 years of our life in law of attraction, where, like, the better it gets, the better it gets. I believe that. But I also believe that life is a struggle.
Well, we believe that prosperity means, to get better and better.
And you're thriving.
You're supposed to get better.
Right.
And Jordan does, too. It's like every day can be better than the last day.
Yes.
And that's not luck.
No, that's not luck. It's design.
It's up to you.
And it also means, in the midst of all that, stuff happens. When you're growing, stuff happens.
Maybe a flood.
Yeah.
You know,
that
takes everything you have in your little storage.
Yeah. Thing. And guess what? That wasn't on your list. That wasn't on that ambitious list that you gave us to clean out. Oh, by the way, a flood will come.
Could that be the apocalypse?
Yeah,
Jill,
exactly.
When the flood came?
Well, then to find out, when I was talking to one of our neighbors, like, oh, yeah, we've been here for 10 years and, we've had to replace our golf cart 5 times because of water. And I'm like, oh, people neglected to tell me this. I think we asked too. Like, is this place flood? Oh, no, never, never. Mm-hmm. So, but this was the biggest one anybody has ever seen. Mm-hmm. So I guess the climate's changing.
Oh, Julie. Come on, you don't believe in that. That's
I
a,
do.
My French friend of mine would say, that is a hoax.
An hoax.
A climate change is an hoax.
Is that what they would say?
Yes.
Okay, so anyway. Ah, my nose just got stuffy again.
We call it here in Paris extreme weather.
Yeah.
Am I doing French okay?
No, not at all. No. First of all, you have your eyes closed.
I have to channel Gerard Depardieu.
Oh, is that who you're channeling?
Yes.
Okay, like, got it.
Gerard Depardieu.
So anyway, they were talking about Jordan as this horrible person and how he has such dangerous thoughts. And I'm like, I think to myself, this is what freaks me out. Because here I am, a Radiolab person. Mm-hmm. And then when I hear them say such a ridiculous statement, mm-hmm. I feel like, do I have to cross out everything they say then?
No, but you have to, well, maybe.
Or maybe I go, man, you've got to, at least they showed a perspective.
Yeah.
Because they also said, well, basically Jordan is about, you know, a lot of white males love Jordan Peterson. I'm like, first of all, I am like.
That is not our me and your demographic.
No.
We are two white females.
Yes.
Both single.
Both.
In our minds.
No, but if anything, I feel he is so much like Joseph Campbell.
Yeah.
He loves to see the archetypes in every story.
Exactly.
Including the Bible.
And he loves the stories.
And he loves the stories.
He understands that we are our stories.
Right. And I love it when he says, man, you know, life's hard, man. Life's hard. I agree with you. No matter where you're at, unless you've picked, honestly, if you are engaged in any kind of expansion at all, trying to see joy, life is hard.
There are lots of bumps and obstacles in expansion.
Right. And so when I hear people, so then I start to freak out when people think about Jordan Peterson in this one way.
You want to fight for him, don't you?
I just don't understand it.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I almost have a break in my mind. Like, where did he come from this? Now,
we heard Jordan say this week that he understands that there are universities out on the West Coast that have
sarcasm-free zones. Because sarcasm is a micro and macro aggression.
That's right.
Which, listen, I think I have developed the art of sarcasm. I try to, you know.
I think you're not sarcastic at all.
No, I know I'm not. Because when I was younger, I used to be sarcastic. Yeah. And you used to say, Julie, sarcasm is the lowest form of humor. And I go, but I would be sarcastic, like I would do a zinger and then just say, just kidding. And everybody like,
no, you're
tell
not.
Me what you really feel.
Yeah.
I don't feel that at all. Just kidding. Just kidding. And then I got slapped.
Beaten.
That sarcasm got beaten right out of me.
Yeah. Well, I did try to upgrade your humor to at least potty humor.
Yeah. And that was a good upgrade.
Yes.
That was a very good upgrade. I appreciate that.
I remember saying to you one time, I go, Julie, what's the dirtiest words you can think of? I don't know how old you were, but you said like, caca, poo poo, pee pee, shit shit.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. That was pretty wild to me.
That's pretty good.
Caca, poo poo, pee pee, shit shit.
Yeah. That's it.
I good.
And how did it feel to say it?
Well, it's sort of
was
like.
It liberating?
Yeah. You know,
supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, kind of have that flair to it. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
That's right.
How about, you know, poo poo caca pee pee shit shit. No. Those are fun words
to say.
See,
that would be great for, you know, like, I know you babysat a 2-year-old last night.
Yes.
And see, like, I know that. Wouldn't that be great for, like, Netflix children's TV?
Yes.
All they would do is, like, we would just go like this, caca poo poo pee pee shit shit. They would say over and over again, they would be like rolling in the aisles.
Well, we were doing, because when we got there, the little one had Netflix on, and they were doing nursery rhymes, and different kind of nursery rhymes over and over and over again. And so I started, well, you know, the one goes, head, shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes, head, or shoulder, head, shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes. Even though it's not, you know, whatever, you know, head, shoulders, you know, that song, right? Mm-hmm. So I started dancing. And then Jack comes running around. And he would run behind me and go, I hit your butt. And run around. Run back and go, I hit your butt. I'm like, yes, you hit my butt. You hit my butt. And it's just kind of funny. I go, here's my butt. Hit my butt.
He wanted to hit your butt.
He wanted to hit my butt. That's so I'm great. Like, you know what? That's kind of funny, kid.
Yeah.
And he just thought that was hysterical. And I'm like, dude, if that makes you happy.
Yeah.
You know, hit my butt.
Yeah. It did.
He would just run around the house. And as I was singing, he would just go, I hit your butt.
20 years from now, though, that he can't there do is, that.
I'm not going to give him 20 years. I'm going to give him like 5.
Really? Only 5? Well, we have a...
7 is about the age.
On Fridays, we get our trash picked up. And we love our weekly trash guy.
Oh, yeah.
But an awkwardly inappropriate substitute that comes like once a month.
He fills in.
He fills in. And he's just adorable.
Mm-hmm.
We love him. And he is like, he's only like in his late 20s, early 30s. Yeah. But somehow, he lives in Rockford. But somehow,
he lives in Dixon.
He does live in Dixon. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
He was from the city. He was from Chicago.
Got it.
Chicago.
But somehow, I do not know what happened. He never heard of the hashtag MeToo movement.
Right.
It escaped him. It missed him totally.
Well, because the truth is, I only see him. I'm probably the only person out there that actually meets their trash guy.
That's because we're always giving him money.
I'm like, can you take this? We're always perpetually cleaning.
Always
decluttering.
Everything. At some point, we will be...
We should have nothing.
We should have nothing.
Yes.
And that's our goal.
That is our goal.
Yeah.
And then I can die. A happy person.
Then we go, oh, we didn't leave a mess for anybody. Yay.
Yes. Some people want to just go, I want to die and let everybody else deal with it.
That's what my mom wanted.
She wanted that. Yeah. For sure. She's like, I just want to go let you guys deal with this, however you handle it.
I can't remember, but somebody dealt with it, and then they had a fire or something.
Yeah. So. And you're like, oh, okay, there you go. That's how it worked.
That's how it worked.
But anyway, what were we talking about?
No, I was going to say about our awkwardly.
Oh, yeah.
Awkward
so I come out
substitute.
There. The first thing he says is, and I'm not looking that great. I mean.
But every time you've seen him, though.
Hey, gorgeous. Hey, beautiful. Hey, sweetie. I'm only with this guy for a minute or two, and he must call me sweetie, beautiful, and gorgeous at least 10, 15 times.
Right.
I am not kidding. It is continual.
Yeah.
And it's just like.
Julie always comes back happy.
I come back happy.
I remember the good old days.
Yeah.
When guys could do that.
Hey,
gorge.
Yeah.
Hey, gorgeous.
Not gorge.
Sweetie pie.
Gorgeous sounds a little too rough. Gorge. Hey, huge.
Hey, gorge, let's have a convo.
Yeah.
Go on a vacay.
That's
Kardashian talk.
That's the emojis.
Yeah.
Now they just have a picture. Here's an emoji picture. Like, oh, you're happy today. So, and I feel a kinship to this gentleman.
I know.
Because I don't mind being called babe. Well, you can call me babe. Call me gorgeous, sweetie.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And I'm just
sugar,
like.
Sugar lips.
No.
Honey lips.
No, it doesn't call me that either. That's just wrong.
Honey, bunches of oats.
Yeah. That's more like it. I like that one. But I don't know. Should I just.
Magically delicious.
Should I just say, hey, you got to knock this stuff off?
No.
I agree. You don't want to agree. Yeah. I am probably the only customer he sees. And every time I see him, because I wouldn't see him unless I was going to give him money.
Yeah.
Honestly, my trash guys love seeing me because I give them money then.
Yeah. They go, oh, she's out there.
Yes.
I can buy lunch.
I know. She's got a little more trash than she wants. I'm just going to buy me some
lunch. They always
fun.
Say, oh, you don't have to. But they take it.
They take it. I want to give it to you. Because our trash is not coming in those just one little container.
I don't know how some people do it. You're like, it's Friday and there's a little bag out front.
Like, that's
what?
It. What?
Wait, what? How did you do that?
My feeling is that they only ate outside. Like, they don't eat. I really don't know.
I don't know either. But, you know, here's the thing about this guy. I do wonder, you know, like, obviously he doesn't live in a vacuum. But I feel like this. You're not the only person he says that to. I think.
Right.
I think.
I'm not the only person.
No, have one little girl on Deer Paint that I call gorgeous.
That's 10 years older than me. Right. Yeah. I think I'm going to pick her to give my attention to. No.
So somebody's either said, hey, you know, can you knock the baby doll gorgeous shit off? Or nobody has said anything to him.
Right.
And somehow he doesn't watch TV. He doesn't listen to radio. So he doesn't know anything about the hashtag Me Too movement.
Yes.
So my feeling is that nobody's ever said, knock it off.
Right. Interesting. Maybe. Yeah, thinking it.
And I'm okay with that.
You know how
it's better than being called ma'am.
I agree. I hate that.
Yeah.
I always call everybody miss.
Yeah.
And one time I got corrected. This woman was, I go, oh, miss, excuse me, I'm going to walk right here. And she goes, oh, I'm not a miss, I'm a ma'am. I'm like, oh, for heaven's sakes. Really? I'm like, okay, all right, ma'am.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Really, somebody's always got to correct you.
I know.
It's you like got I corrected went to, yesterday.
I did.
You want to talk about it?
I think your mic's going to fall out again. Push that back in. Just push it in. Don't twist it. Just push it in. Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Is it a click or something?
I don't know.
Okay.
Still working?
Yeah. Would I get corrected? Tell me.
At Jellystone.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody was like, come on, Mr. and Mrs. Peters and Julie. Oh, at Boo Boo Station, we've got some lunch for you guys to help with all the...
Right. They were literally forcing food down my throat.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, I guess I will go get some food then. And so I'm like, okay, that's so nice. I go, who designed this? Was it Jellystone? Mm-hmm. Oh, no, just a lot of neighbor people coming out, helping each other out. We're going to do it here and pass food out. I'm like, oh, that's so lovely. Thank you so much.
Now, and can I set something up just a little bit?
Sure.
Several people are pulling up in their golf carts.
Right.
To our Lodge Cottage cabin saying, you know, take a break.
Right.
Go get water. Food. There's cold water. There's bleach at the stations. And there's lunch. Go get some lunch, you know?
Yep.
And like several people.
Yes.
Not just one.
Exactly. And so, but we thought initially they were wanting us to pay for it.
Yeah.
Like, I got my bottle of water here. Yeah. I'm not going to give you a dollar for water. But it was all free. Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
And all done by the neighbors.
Yes.
And that was so sweet.
All done by people that live
there. I wasn't in the mood for food. I was covered in mold and I really didn't want to eat, but I felt I needed, they set things up.
Yeah.
A big spread. Yeah. I should do
and
my
they
part.
They were really trying to.
Yes.
Not only were you covered in mold, but Dad had dropped this bottle of ant killer.
Yes.
And it just went everywhere.
Yes, these little pellets.
Yeah.
And it's just like, horrible. Oh, my God. Yeah. And so then, so I choose to go in and get some sandwiches. And I go, oh, my gosh. They go, take what you want. I'm like, great. So I decide to take two sandwiches apiece. So just six sandwiches.
Yeah.
And then they go, oh, do you have a lot of people at your camp? I go, well, I got three. Mm-hmm. Like, well, we'll save enough for everybody. And I'm like, oh, F you. I go, don't tell me to go get, I'm like, for lunch and dinner.
Yeah.
I go, I don't want to come back here. And then make me feel bad about it.
I know.
And I just thought, and then you want to go back and get some more sandwiches.
Because I was like, oh, don't you dare tell
us
that.
Well, I didn't tell you that. You just said, Julie, go back and get some more sandwiches. And I said, I am not going to go back in there. And like, well, your dad will do it. I'm like, great. And they go, why don't you go in with your dad so he knows what to get? I'm like, Mom, I'm not going back in here. And here's the reason why. They sandwiched me. I went in there. They told me to get as many as I want. I chose to get two apiece. They're kind of small. And then they said, well, better make sure you save enough for everybody. And I'm like, screw you.
Everybody in Jellystone?
I go, well, don't offer me a sandwich then. I don't need a –
don't have people forcing me to get it then.
I literally, if you didn't want me to take what I wanted, which is now I want two apiece, okay?
The hamburgers were good, though.
And I only got one of those because by that time, she already told me not to get any. And you had it.
I did not know that.
No.
I just grabbed the first one.
I tend to tell you every part of the story because I don't want you to be tainted by the outside world.
Quit talking about my taint, Julie. Stop it.
It's one of my favorite conversations. Talking about the taint. I was tainted by this. I don't even know. I think the only reason I call it a taint because it's not this and it's not that.
Just, right. It just taint this and taint that.
And maybe that's wrong. I don't know.
No, that's you said the joke wrong.
Oh, did I say it? I'm
not,
sure
it's not this and not that.
I'm
it's
sure
actually a taint this and taint that.
So I was going to tell you something. Now I don't remember what it was about.
Something about being shamed some more?
Well, I did that. So I talked about Jordan Peterson. I thought that was very weird. Mm-hmm. And I talked about that. Yeah, I'm done. I'm done now. The show's over. We're good. No, I had a stream of, consciousness I was going
you
for.
You wanted to, I think you wanted to complain, too, about Spirit Airlines.
Oh, sure. So I'm
because
going,
of the fact that you think people, you think you're going to get a bargain going on Priceline or
yeah.
Kayak or whatever.
And I said, $200 round trip to Vegas.
Because Julie's going to Vegas next month, people.
Yes.
Staying at Caesars.
Yes, wonderful. I am not looking forward to this at all. I'm not looking forward, but, you know, who does this? Who has a trip in Vegas in July? Stupid. Stupid. Anyway, I'm going there. I'm going to have a good time. I really am going to have a good time. But Spirit said $200 round trip. I'm like, great. Oh, yeah. Click on. Oh, now pick up your seat. Now you can spend $35 for a seat or up to $9 for a seat. I thought to myself, well, I thought my $200 was for the seats.
No, that's just the
That's just the idea.
I said you just stand.
And that's a round trip, by the way. It's $35 there and $35 back.
What?
Or $9 because I chose at the first time.
You upgraded to a seat that had arms.
Yes, the first time. Yeah, the first time I went and just I said I'm worth it. I'm gonna do the $9 seat. It was all by itself. I'm yeah. like, oh, this would be awesome.
Yeah.
And then it said something. There was a problem with my flight, and I didn't get it. I mm-hmm. go, well, that was God saying no.
Mm-hmm. Julie,
don't take
you
this
don't
spirit
get
trip.
The $90 seat.
And so after Amen. Messing with yeah, after messing with Priceline for so long,
yeah.
I just decided, because they're also going to try $50 a bag to check in a bag,
yeah.
whether you carried it on or yeah. checked it in. I'm
this
like,
is
what
Spirit
the?
Airlines. There is no Spirit, no Team Spirit.
No.
At Spirit.
I mean, I don't, and also it's not cheaper in the long run.
No, it's more
they
expensive.
They call it a la carte. Yeah. I go, well, no, you need to bring something.
Yeah.
Unless you can fit what you want in your purse. Yeah.
You know, that's kind of like, see, a la carte does get you.
They do get you.
You know, you're here. It's like being in one of those hotel rooms, right?
Yeah.
Kind of those fancy hotel rooms. And you first thing you do is you take your clothes off, you take
yeah.
your pants off, and you go to the bar
yeah.
in the little micro fridge. And it's $8 for that can of Diet Coke or whatever.
Yeah.
And you went, I could go down the put my pants on, go down the hall, and get the same soda for $1.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck it.
I'll just get this.
I don't want to put my pants on.
That's you, though. You're a pantsless kind of girl. You have a philosophy. Once your pants are off, you're not leaving the house.
I do.
And I think
that.
It's so cute because most of us like, well, I can take my pants off, put some, you know, shorts on, then take my shorts off and put my pants back on. That would
yeah.
be okay.
Yeah.
Kind of, wouldn't it?
I got to get out of that, though. It's like kind of getting to be a bad routine for me.
Well, it's where you want your expansion to go.
I should. Yeah. Jordan Peterson would tell me,
yeah.
you can do better than this.
You can do better than this.
Yeah. Because I said, like yesterday.
In the midst of being a horrible person, a human being. He would say, Christine, you can strive to be better. That's your only job. The journey is it. The,
not
destination.
The destination.
No, the journey. And the journey we choose to be enjoyed during this journey.
And I was so like, we were coming home. It was like 3:00. And I go, okay, you people, you know, if I go in now and I take my pants off, this is it.
This is it.
This is it for the day.
You actually said that yesterday.
I know.
I'm going to take my pants off. I'm going to say, put on some shorts.
She's using rabbit ears.
You just like to walk around in your underwear.
Rabbit ears.
No.
Rabbit ears.
No, that's joking. Anyway.
I like to walk around in rabbit ears.
That's what you really do, you know. But it was so interesting because we were going to Jordan Peterson. I remember. Oh, I know what I'm going to say. Here it is. We were hearing Jordan Peterson's podcast. He's trying to do interviews now, which is not good. Good. He's not
poor Jordan.
He's
we
not
love
that.
Him.
Yeah,
not
he's
good.
Not good at that.
Maybe a year from now,
maybe he
might
is.
Get better.
And maybe this is, he's like, hey,
every day I get every interview, I get a little better.
I get a little better, and we're like, you know what? That's right. Every time we talk, we get a little better.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Like he's like he goes, hello, Joe. How you doing? What's up?
Yeah. What's
That's
up?
That's my first question.
Yeah.
To you. What's up?
And you're right, because like, he's a counselor or a therapist.
Yeah.
You're a therapist,
yeah.
And you're better at listening and asking questions and then letting this talk.
Right.
you know, we're used to people having a conversation, like a real true conversation.
Exactly. Back and forth.
Yeah. And you get to see your thought patterns go, oh, I don't necessarily agree with him on this, or I agree, you know, all that stuff. Yeah.
Or you may say something and go, you know what? I wasn't really thought out on that. I might change my opinion on that.
Yeah.
And that's what you can do when you have that kind of time.
And so I know that my mind has expanded in a lot of different areas. And it keeps expanding. And right now, I wonder, Joe Rogan and Jordan Peterson were talking about the Olympics and how they were talking about how and now this is true or not. I mean, I believe that the Olympics are debating about, they're thinking about having transgendered compete in the Olympics. Meaning that if you were born, you know,
a male,
and you transitioned into a female, you can compete as a female.
Right.
They don't talk about the other way.
No, they haven't.
Haven't yet, because we don't hear you were born, you know.
She's born a female, transgendered into a male, and she entered into the Olympic boxing thing.
We don't hear
and
that.
Got the crap beat out of him.
And he got the crap beat out of him.
Now, see, I saw a race one time where a transgendered male, as a female, ran this race. And he ended up so far ahead of the person, the second person came second, that they weren't even in the same picture.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was that big of a hedge, or whatever you want to call
and
it.
And I think that we're going to have some problems here.
Going to have some problems.
Because, you know, I don't want to float anybody's boat here, or like upset anybody. But biologically, that little thing called testosterone really is great for strength. And if you are getting doses of it because you had testes most of your life, like even like past puberty and then into adulthood and then chose a transition, you know, you got ahead. In some ways, that could have been a game plan.
If you're still shaving and you're on the girls team.
But not because you want to.
I just find that funny.
Yeah. You should. Because I have to sometimes take my little tweezers out. But if you have a 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah.
That's what, on the girls team.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But didn't there's he now? This is not new, though, Julie. They used to have to test the Russians all the time because they were always trying to be subservient.
Well, see, here's the dealio, though. This is when you realize, though, that sports. I say fluid. It's fluid. There's a lot of things that go into it.
Yeah.
You know, and also, though, I mean, you take somebody who is trained their whole life, is naturally good, and then what if they are just, what if they're born away? Like, I was listening to this one story, and it was this one athlete. She was a woman, and they kicked her off the team. She was always a woman. She was born cisgendered, I don't know what it's called, but she was born female. Mm-hmm. She trained as a female, and she was still female. But when they tested her, she had an exceptionally high amount of testosterone in her, to the point where they kicked her off the team because they thought it wasn't fair because she was really winning.
Oh, so she was. They thought maybe she was doping,
and that she wasn't doping, but said that she just has a naturally high. So I don't know if that, and I guess we can come to the point now since we know so much about all this stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh my God! Is it an unfair advantage, or is it a fair advantage? Like, hey, you know.
Well, and also to like athletes. I mean, a lot of people enjoy being athletic.
Yeah.
But athletes are kind of like celloists,
right?
You know, I mean, like a Japanese celloist,
right?
A Chinese celloist.
Okay.
They're just really, really, really good.
Yeah.
Because they really, 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 really practice.
Right.
They really, really train.
So you think athletes are like that?
Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah, you think they're born.
I think they're both. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking that, okay.
I mean, because here's the thing. I was athletic.
Yeah.
You know, I was a cheerleader
and
all that stuff. And I did, you know, next to the girl next to the house was just a normal girl.
Right.
I practiced like 2 or 3 hours a day doing my cheerleading stuff.
Right.
I was a better, quote unquote, in athletics than her.
Right.
But if I had to run a race next to a real athlete, I would have been, like, shamed.
Right. Like, I guess it depends on what you're doing, you know? Like, it takes a lot of practice. So,
Yeah, I know, like these kids, like they get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and go to the skating rink, you know, 3 hours before school even starts.
3 hours after school.
After school.
Yeah, yeah, it makes you better and better and better and better and better.
Yeah.
And then you add in there, you know, a way to increase muscle mass. They're like, oh, that kind of helped a lot.
Yeah.
And then another way, I mean, think about,
yeah,
you know, oh gosh, the cyclist that got in trouble because he was,
yeah, we know
Lance
him.
Armstrong.
Yeah, Armstrong.
Okay, great athlete, right? But he had to up his ante to make it really, to make him really great.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I just don't know any of that stuff anymore. But what I'm pretty sure, though, is that if you were born a female and transitioned to a male after puberty, I don't know if you could ever catch up to the muscle mass.
Right.
A cis male
had
their entire life. And I just don't know. I don't know if it's possible.
Right.
I don't know if it's possible to, like, I mean, yeah, I just, I'm so curious.
I understand what you're saying. Because, like, yesterday out at Jellystone, there was a lot of testosterone, I thought, floating around. There was a lot of guys.
It was bouncing off me.
In
I was
tank
like,
tops.
If I was still able to get pregnant, I'd get pregnant.
No. It was just pretty wild, right?
Yeah, it was.
But anyway, Daddy was.
It was nice to have these an opportunity for these men to be manly.
Man, all in, right?
Yeah, all in.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. With a beer in their hand.
That's pretty
good. Driving heavy equipment.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Well,
right?
Happy Missy. You know, yeah. Everybody felt really good.
And they all had their sunglasses on their head and they all their tats. That's pretty great.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
Daddy was telling me a story, too, and it was an athlete story. It happened 10 years ago. And I don't know, it was some famous basketball player. And 10 years ago, they thought he got injured during a game. And they stopped the game and they brought a wheelchair out.
Mm-hmm.
And they took him out of the game, not in a stretcher, but in a wheelchair.
Mm.
And I guess throughout these last 10 years, little rumors have gotten out.
Okay.
To now, we kind of think we know the truth about what happened. Actually, the truth, he has admitted the truth.
Oh, what was
And I
it?
Wish I knew the name of the athlete. I don't know if it's a basketball player. Who's a famous basketball player?
Like Michael Jordan.
LeBron James.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, LeBron James. So they took him off. They took him out of the game in a wheelchair. And so what we found out was that during that game he shat himself.
Ah, he had a jump shot, and it was like boom. Okay,
and so they had to call a timeout, and he couldn't move.
No, he's too.
Because if you got a load in your pants
and your shorts, you're wearing shorts.
Yeah, you're wearing shorts.
And I don't know about when this happened, but he might have just been wearing those funny jock straps
in the old days
when you had no butt, the
old days that jock straps didn't cover anything but your junk.
Why is that? That just
don't
ridiculous.
Know.
Like, I mean, so basically, you know,
thank God progress.
Yeah,
right. So this is 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So who knows? But they had to, they couldn't take him in a wheelchair. I mean, in a gurney.
Right. Why not?
I don't know.
He didn't want to lay down on that stuff.
I didn't want to lay down.
He just didn't do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Probably.
And then
so they took him out in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And so now the story unfolds over the last 10 years because the rumor just got too big and he just had to finally just go. Because everybody would, it's like career has been ruined. Because
his career was ruined.
Oh, because all the rumors. And now, because of, you know, everybody being authentic and, like, everything being transparent.
And we all have shat ourselves.
Everybody shats themselves.
Exactly. That's my new children's book. Everybody shats themselves.
And so now he's fessed up to it.
Yeah.
And so now that they're...
Now he's a hero.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Oh, thank you. Now you're a hero. You and, admitted that you crapped yourself.
Yeah. And so now they actually... They had that timeout sign now.
Yeah.
Like there's like it's like a T for timeout.
Yeah.
And now like if something happens, it's like the T sign, and then you hold your nose. And then
really, that's like, a sign for I crap myself.
That's like
with like with
I
like
crap myself and I can't get up.
So now bring out a sheet, cover it up so no one knows what's going on here, people.
Make a little tent around it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, what do you do?
I think that there's I like the idea of the wheelchair.
Yeah.
But they have those kind now in this catalog called, I used to think it was called End of Life Catalog. Yeah. But it's called Full of Life.
Uh-huh.
But they have, like, the wheelchair that actually has a little porta potty in it.
Yeah.
You can bring that out.
Oh, love it. Smart. Yeah. I love the idea of being able to sit and crap the same place. It saves calories.
Saves time.
Saves time. Because, you know, the one thing I need to be is really efficient in my life.
Well, that's what I heard this one woman said. Because when she had her baby, and she didn't know that they had given her a catheter. Uh-huh. She's just like, whose piss is next to me? This piss bag is getting fuller and fuller. What the hell? Could somebody take this away? And she said this Filipino nurse came in and said, honey, this is your piss. She's like, how's this my piss? And she goes, you got a catheter in you. She's like, oh, I do? And she's like, if I knew about this, do you know how efficient I would have been the last 30 years if I knew I could have just save time and catheterizing myself and not have to piss?
All right. That was kind of funny.
You don't believe that?
No, I believe that happened.
Thank you.
I believe that happened. Yeah, it was good. It was a good joke.
Thanks.
Give a good funny story.
So, no, I think I mentioned this catalog called Full of Life.
Yeah.
And it's just a new catalog that we get because I'm a certain age, you know? I swear to God, I thought it said End of Life. I really did. And it's called Stuart Johnson's Full of Life Catalog. Since 1929.
Maybe his life has ended by now.
I think so.
Isn't it kind of sad?
It's a sad catalog.
Kind of funny, though? It's like, my legacy is my catalog will go on and on forever and ever.
Like, but here's the thing. I know his name is Stuart Johnson, and it is called Full of Life, even though I do believe it's called End of Life since 1929. But it is, I do not know who the company is doing the marketing for this catalog.
Right.
I do believe he's outsourcing it to
because he's out of time.
He's
yeah.
outsourcing it
yeah.
to a company in India, maybe.
Oh, so you're thinking Malaysia. The catalog is written in such a way that you don't believe anybody from in the United States would have written this kind of copy.
I agree with you 100%.
Got it.
Because this is no joke. If you ever see this catalog, it's everything is wildly awkward and inappropriate.
Okay.
Usually catalogs are, the items are sort of similar in nature.
Right.
But on any given page, everything is wild. Like, for instance, was a six series CDs on hot naked yoga.
Now, okay, quick question. Was it
a Bible and the audio Bible?
Awesome.
All on the
hot
same page.
Hot naked yoga. Is it like that yoga that you do in hot?
Yes, hot climates.
High climates.
Yes.
Okay, wasn't sure. Or was it
in Puerto Rico?
Yeah. Or like in a room that's like 102 degrees.
Maybe.
Okay. Or they mean like it's like hot, like it's like all the people in there are real attractive and they're naked.
You know what? You have to ask the people from Malaysia.
Oh, yeah, because they have no. I don't know what they're meaning.
They just put hot in front of everything.
Yeah, it was hot. Hot. Okay.
Hot. Hot audio Bible edition.
And wouldn't it be funny if you thought really they meant it was naked, but really it wasn't naked. They were all wearing like bathing suits, you know, mm-hmm. or gym, but they just weren't wearing. I mean, maybe naked meant something. Oh, maybe bear. They were supposed to use the word bear in it because they're like, it's just bear yoga.
Yeah.
No, don't need any kind of tools.
Yeah.
But they go, oh, bear yoga.
Scary.
Naked. Yeah, bear is scary.
That's too scary to put in our cat. Too scary.
Are we literally. You think you're buying attractive bears doing yoga and they have pitch downward bear, upward bear.
No, we just got a family of bears doing yoga. It was hard to get them together.
They're all sweating.
We had Leonardo DiCaprio there.
Yeah, exactly.
In The Revenant.
Yeah. They just called. Oh, he's going to get bared.
Which makes DiCaprio. You know, speaking of bears, I just read that Delta is getting sued because somebody brought their comfort bear along and mauled a passenger. And that passenger is suing Delta, not
well,
the
Delta's
bear.
Got, yeah.
Not the bear people.
It wasn't a bear that was a comfort?
Yeah.
I know when you hear the word
black bear.
When you hear the word mauled, you do hear think of dog. You think of bear.
Yeah,
but I'm guessing it can't. They couldn't have popped. We couldn't have gotten to the place in the world.
You either think of bears or monkeys, don't you? Yeah. I think of monkeys getting mauling people.
I don't want a bear or a monkey sitting next to me at the airplane.
You bet.
I'm telling you right
now. You bet. But if you fly Spirit.
And they pay their $9.
Yeah,
well, what the heck? I mean,
he's got a little tag. I paid my $9.
Just like you paid yours. I deserve this seat just as much as you deserve this seat. So how'd the show go, friend?
It was great.
It was great. It was great. It was great. It was great. It was great.